Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I love my neo vagina. Well, let's go. Yes, in this modern day and age, we could be whatever we want to be. We could change our sex. Like this fine gentleman lady person. Got some titties. Very nice titties. Fucker should have fixed his face. You know, it would have been funny if Steve-O from Jackass would have done this. I wonder why he didn't. If he did all kinds of weird shit, so yeah, I don't know why, but it is what it is, yo. Yes, and unfortunately, the transgender person has to deal with all kinds of things. A lot of discrimination, a lot of abuse and all that, and plus your vagina smells. But it's how it happens. Things you gotta deal with, right? Yeah, and unfortunately, this shim is dealing with some bullshit. It says, do you have a smelly new vagina? How to deal with it? Yes, inquiry minds want to know. How do you deal with a smelly pussy? Let's find out.
I got a new vagina almost 2 years ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
One that can self-lubricate.
Ooh, fancy.
But not too much. And honestly, I like it.
Oh, I'm good that you're a satisfied customer. Awesome sauce.
It can smell through clothes.
Oh, shit. I guess everything turns out Milhouse like TFM says, right?
And I get nervous, but also, I fought and suffered for this cunt.
Yes, I suffer because of cunts too, so I know your pain.
It's mine, and I love her.
Oh yes, I love her.
My spouse.
Oh, this person is married. You see, fellas, if you want to get married too, all you gotta do is just chop off your penis and there you go. Now you're not single no more. Anywho,
my spouse recently revealed to me that my odor is hard for them to be around.
Yeah, I have a strong sense of smell myself too, and if something smells, not that good, it's gonna affect me. I'm just talking for myself.
Initially, my response approached this like a problem to solve. But how? I have feelings. Like, fuck, that hurts.
Well, it is an open sewer, so, you know, it is what it is.
It's not like don't get it or the ask. I understand that this isn't their fault.
Well, of course not. It's just your body doing bodily things. It is what it is.
We are always honest with each other, and they dealt with this over a year before saying anything. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you keep calling your spouse they, so I'm assuming they're also transgendered, so they should know your plight, right? Yeah, I would think so. So they shouldn't be tripping, and they're with you for this long, so I don't think they mind the smell too much. Yeah, you could probably spray some deodorant, I don't know. Maybe you could talk to your doctor, there could be something done with the stench, I don't know. Yeah, it could be working, I don't know.
I like my smell.
Well, the thing is, hopefully your partner likes the smell too. Yeah, just saying.
I don't want to get shame or paranoia introduced as it relates to the smell. But also my spy, Sai, looking for advice, support, etc.
Sorry, just gotta either your husband or do whatever deals with the smell or person has to bounce. Those are the breaks. And if it was me, I would bounce because my sense of smell is very, very strong. And if it smells bad, I can't do it. Yeah, it's disgusting. I'm going to do a hard pass. Just saying. But yeah, it's cool when you find your significant other. It just sucks when you do break up. Yeah, I broke up with someone about a year ago. It was fucked up, but it happens, you know. And I hope this person does have a long life with this other person. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You just gotta find the person that'll accept you for who you are. And yeah, I know yours is a tall order indeed. But eventually you find somebody. They say there's somebody for everybody. Except for me, because I'm a piece of shit apparently. Well, anyways, doesn't matter. I hope you guys are doing the best you can in your life. Because everyone else is shit. So you just gotta move forward and hopefully you find your little slice of heaven. If you don't, well, it is what it is. Just don't lose heart. Remember, I'm here with you. Don't forget that. Just take care of yourself, friend. Goodbye.
Europe is the greatest continent in the world. When I'm elected head of the European Union, I, King Tring the Third, am going to restore equality for Europe. I'm going to restore people's respect for Europe because we're the greatest continent in the world. We have the best languages. We have the best people. We have the best culture in the world. On day one, I'm going to launch the biggest deportation operation in European history. We're going to kick out the illegal aliens that are plaguing the streets of our continent, killing and raping our people. I'm going to restore safety in our continent for all, no matter who you are. Gay, straight, lesbian, bi, trans, whatever you are, no matter what your color is, where you come from, you're going to be welcome in Europe. I'm going to bring the golden age of our European continent. I'm going to restore European pride and culture for our great continent. As head of the European Union in 2029, I, King Tring the Third, declare, in 2029, I'm going to launch the golden age of Europe. Europe will be the best continent in the world, the greatest continent again. This is Merrick Stamp, King of the Twinks, King Tring the Third, for the biggest trick I can afford to take.